Now I'd like to introduce you to a third type of agent, which we'll call reactive agents, okay? Now agents truly are kind of inherently reactive in that you can run them over and over again. You can vary the input, keep everything else the same, and they will generate a different output. You know, maybe run them each time you have a new product, and it will of course generate a different output for each product, whether that's a video or a website. So they are inherently kind of reactive, okay? But what I'm going to do here is to take this to the next level with a tool called Browse AI, okay? And Browse AI lets you scrape any website. And then what we can do is we can pull that content into our AI tool. Now, I'm not going to go into all the detail here as how you can do that, but you can go to Browse AI and create an account and then start to integrate it with other software tools such as Zapier. This is something we're going to be introducing to AgentX soon as well. So the basic idea then is a dynamic agent that changes based on the external environment. They may themselves run in kind of on chains in some way, but the input varies and so does the output. And so what we're going to want to do is to take the input from Browse AI and chain it into ChatGPT to generate content. This is very useful for programmatic SEO. If you go and check out Browse AI, you should be able to work out what I mean by this. And I might do an additional video or a talk about this. And this, by the way, is the kind of future for Agent X. So that's part of the reason I'm being a bit vague here. The idea of these automated runs where you don't need to run the agent. The agent just runs automatically, almost kind of like an AI agent cron job, and generates the output. And then you just dip in whenever you feel like it to see what the agent has done for you.